Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Geek Vibes Interview brought to you by Geek Vibes Nation. I am your host, Dom Fisher, and today I have with me a relatively fresh face. He's an actor you've seen in the Watchmen series, This Is Us, and now has taken over the role as Inspector Deck for season 2 of the Hulu series Wu-Tang and American Saga, which premieres on September 8th. I'm pleased to welcome Uyata Udi. How you doing?
Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet you, man.
Yeah, man. When people reached out, I was like, "Oh man, that's what's up." I love the show, and you know, it's hard to get to talk to people that you want to. You know, when you
right,
you know, you're not like the hugest name. And once you reached out, I was like, "Oh yeah, for sure." Like,
not the hugest name yet.
Yeah, for real. When I looked at your IG and stuff, and then I was like, "All right, man." Dude's got like a certain way about him. And I remember watching the Watchmen series and saw you on there. And I was like, I know, you know, it hasn't been like an extensive catalog yet, but I was like, dude got something. He got the X factor that like, we're going to see you climb, you know what I mean? And plus I like to speak it into existence for other people as well. So I see it, man, already.
I appreciate that, man. That means a lot.
So since this is hard for me. There wasn't a lot of information about you, so I was like, okay, I gotta like get creative. So, without going into your whole life story, how do you define yourself?
I define myself as, you know, I'm an enigma. You know, it's just like daily, I just depending on what's needed is what I offer. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm a lot, you know, I do a lot of different entities within the arts, you know what I'm saying? From acting, of course, to singing, you know what I'm saying? It's dancing or grooving, getting down, like however, actually just recently, like yesterday, I just posted on my story. I was just like, you know, I'm an artist because people get so moved and captivated. Like when I do something, another form of art, you know what I'm saying? I never saw art as like that. I always saw art as like, one thing, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing. I feel like if you're a singer, you know what I'm saying? The same note you sing, the same line is the same line you read while you're acting. You know, there's a cadence to it. There's a melody to it. There's a sound to it. So I never really, I guess because I was gifted and blessed with, you know, multifaceted talents, I was able to sort of sound and understand the difference in artistry and different factors of art. So yeah, I just defining myself is like, you know, I'm a fashionista. I'm like, but that's also art to me as well, you know. I'm a lover. I'm here for the people, you know. I'm here for what people need, how to serve people, and how to be my best for people and give them a better life.
Yeah, and I definitely there's a great appreciation for that because. You know, we've heard like Kanye say it. We've heard Childish Gambino say it, or Donald Glover. You know, people always whatever you they know you for. Whenever you do something outside of that box, like you said, like they're gonna look at you like either why are you doing this or
right.
Oh, they can do this too. And it's like, yeah, we're all more than one thing. We all can do multiple things. I don't know why we have to get put into this category. It defines us for however long we do that one thing. It's crazy.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So since we're on the topic of acting, how did you get into it? Like, how did this come about? Was it always a love for it or did you just fall into it?
Yeah. I was at high school, I think. I was like in ninth grade. I used to play football. My brother, Upono Udi, he used to play football. He was good. Like my brother was like the guy. And so coming up and following my brother's footsteps, it was like, you couldn't be trash. You know what I mean? Like, you just couldn't be trash. You had to be great. So I was like a freshman playing like JV and I played like tight end and whatnot. And, I think I needed to find like an extra elective or something like that. And, as I was walking to campus, I saw one of the drama teachers, and she reached out to me. She said, yo, you should join this class. And I was like, ah. I was like, I would love to, but I'm not so sure, you know what I mean? Because I'm on the football team, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're a jock, you know what I'm saying? It's that thing again that you can't do more than one element, you know? And so I actually joined the class, and I did. She had me mime an old man, and she was in tears after, you know, and she was like, and she told me, she was actually the first person to tell me, she said, one day you're going to be the greatest actor that people come to know. And I was like, cool. Appreciate you, Ma. Just give me the A on the test, you know what I'm saying? And I'm out of here. And actually thereafter, I went to a performing arts school called Hamilton High School, H-Town, shout out, where I started my career. You know, I started in 10th grade, and starting there, I was doing theater shows. I was all about theater. Being on Broadway was a mission for me, definitely. And that was blessed to have that. A year after I graduated, I did a Broadway show called Fella. And thereafter, I did a show, Amazing Grace, the musical. And then it just sort of just, I was on Broadway, you know. It just, the ball started moving once I made up my mind that this is what it is I really wanted to do with my life.
Yeah. So, and how does that feel now? Because if it's, you know, life a lot of times is about timing. You know what I mean? Whether we pick the timing or we fell into place at the perfect time, we're now in this space of like young Black Hollywood is like, has like an immense talent pool. And now it's finally being showcased. And with you getting this role, how did it feel getting the role as Inspector Deck? And also, how does it feel to be among like this great talent now too?
It was like 360 again, you know. It's just that thing of like, dang, what you set out to do, you actually accomplished, you know. And shout out to everybody that's out there that's really going after and chasing after their dreams, man. It's not easy. Like, it's a lot of naysayers. It's a lot of people that don't support you in the beginning. You know, they don't support you till they see, like, oh shit, oh, that's you, hey, yo. I see New York till he was on the set. Hey, yo, that was my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We being cool. You know what I mean? It's like one of those. And it's like, dang, he was talking crap about me the other day. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's interesting. So getting that call was just, man, I was just grateful to God, you know? I was just like, wow, God, you know what I'm saying? You said what you would do. Like, you took me through this thing. You know what I mean? I set out my mission to be an actor, and finally, it's here. This moment is here. You know what I'm saying? So I think that it was amazing. I mean, getting into the call, you know, the casting director, Kim Coleman, reached out to me, actually, my amazing manager. She was like, yo, I have somebody on the phone. And I was like, ugh. I was like, okay. And so she's like, I'm going to click over. You're going to enjoy this. So I was like, all right. So Kim Coleman's on the line, and she's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know you should pack your bags because you're headed to New York. I was like, you know what I'm saying? I had nothing to say. So my manager's like, I've never heard him speechless before. And so it's this interesting thing, but what are you going to say? You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing to say at that point. And definitely when she got off the phone, I was like, ah. You know? But it was, man, it was it's a blessing. Truly a blessing, man.
So were you were you a fan of Wu-Tang? I'm going to assume that you were in some capacity, but were you a fan of Wu-Tang growing up or still a fan of Wu-Tang?
So I grew up in L.A., you know what I'm saying? So I was more so familiar with N.W.A., Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean? Nate Dogg, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, you know, L.A. culture is L.A. culture, just as New York culture is New York. You know, we all have our different cultures. Yeah. But I was always appreciative of, like, Wu-Tang, you know, of course, you know, I knew about Wu-Tang. That was a nope. I don't know who would it. I didn't know people did not know Wu-Tang, honestly. Right. I just didn't know that was a thing. But as I dove into the show, you know, I found such a greater appreciation for the Klan, you know what I mean? And what they stood for, the trials that they had to face, like what they had to overcome, you know, it's now deepened my appreciation. Absolutely.
Were you able to kind of spend some time or observe Inspector a little bit to kind of pick up on some mannerisms or his personality at all?
Man, it's the reason I chuckled actually when you said it's not a lot of information on you was because it was difficult for me to find a lot of information on Deck. Yeah. You know, Deck is Deck is just one of a kind. You know, like that Missy Elliott kind of vibe, like that side of, sort of era is just nobody like him, no one of his sort of kind. You can only find one of him. And so I didn't have the opportunity to meet him just yet, but I'm definitely, I can't wait for that moment. But I was able to speak to him. Actually, I spoke to him once and he had an extensive conversation with me about, you know, various things like who he is, how he was in the Klan, you know, his perspective. And I was like, you know, what's his perspective of your family? Like, how did your family think of you, you know, and how did they see you? Did they see you as a star, you know, like we saw you? So he's sort of like, you know, there was that, it was an interesting moment because it's sort of similar to how my family sees me, you know. It's like, well, I had an older brother. He was just like, all right, yeah, he's cool. Like, that's my younger brother. He's cool. You know, it's not like, oh my gosh, like how people see me now. So that was interesting.
Were you able to kind of go a different route than Joey did? Or did you kind of build upon what he had built in the first season?
I would definitely say I think it's a totally different take on the role. I don't think anybody could do anything the same as someone else, or, you know what I mean? I think that my spirit is my spirit. And I think that Joey's spirit is Joey's spirit, as amazing as his spirit is, you know what I'm saying? Even his career, you see an Oscar in his hand, you know what I'm saying? It represents something. So, I didn't want to put that in my mind or try to take on that. I can't do that. I got to be myself. And so, you know, I used the tools that I had from friends and family members that were of the generation and of the times. I had to reach out to them and say, yo, you know, what was the energy like? You know what I'm saying? I was trying to tap into that energy. Because it's not like I can go back, you know what I'm saying, and be like, oh, shoot, Deck. Hey, yo, how you play this role? You know what I'm saying? Read the line for me real quick, bro. You know what I mean? It's more of a, how do I tap into the energy? And how do I access that energy? And that's through people that have experienced that specific time. And that's a very detailed time, you know what I'm saying? And right. The 90s, there's no, if you're a fan of Wu, you know every single lyric. You know every single word. It's not something you can just kind of pass by and kind of like bullshit your way through. Yeah. It is specific, you know, to the T. So.
Is there... Because we only got to see, which I guess is in the show, his name was Rebel, right? Are we going to see, since I know this season kind of goes into, I think it was a 36 Chambers a little bit. Are we going to get to see more of your character than we saw of that character in the first season?
Absolutely. You know, you'll definitely be seeing me throughout the season. But I don't want to say, dang, Dom, don't be trying to get me in trouble, dog. You know, debut of the series regular, bro. I'm trying to keep a job, man. Have some love, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I was just hoping, you know, we get to see, you know, this, especially because, you know, the your announcement of being that character was big, right? And I know a lot of people consider Deck like their favorite. You know, my favorite's Meth. But, like, some people, they're like, nah, what you mean? Like, Deck is good. And, you know, you can't argue it because everybody's so good that if someone says that's their favorite one, you're like, hey, I respect that, you know, response. So I was just hoping that, like, going into this, you know, them building the actual group and making more music, I'm like, all right, so we need to see this character a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. The writers definitely have written Deck in more so throughout this season than the last season. So shout out to, you know, the writers of Wu-Tang and Frick Saga. And you know, and there was that space for me to just to enter into that role. And so I'm excited for fans to see that. You know, I mean, it's gonna be a thrill.
What was it like having to be in New York for an extended period of time? Like, was that your first time going to New York? Or?
Well, as I told you before, I was on Broadway. So
I spent
a lot of time in New York. And but, you know, times change, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different era. It's a different time now. So when I was on Broadway, you know, I love the energy in New York is what is unforgettable. You know, you could be throwing your party like that for until 5 a.m. in L.A. You know, clubs are shutting down, too, you know what I'm saying? So in New York, I was all about tapping into the people there at the time. So while I was in New York, I was going out. I was, you know, it was crazy. My family would call me, be like, you know, how's the show going? How are things going? And then, you know, I'm in my element already. I like didn't break character because for me, it just is so, man, that, you know. You know, I was outside, as the New Yorkers say. You know, we outside. You know what I'm saying? We outside with it, son. You know what I mean? It just was what it was. Like, there's no other way for me to really do it because that's just the energy forever, for life. You know, if you're going to be outside, you're going to be outside.
Yeah.
it's not real. Now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you have any, because like I said, I feel like this is that perfect springboard into the stratosphere. So do you have any dream roles or people that you would like to work with in the future?
Absolutely. Definitely. You know, I could give you a list and a rundown. I mean, the true honest answer is just someone who's creatively as passionate as I am about the work, you know, working with Din Tai, who's the director of one of the of two episodes in the season, just like he's just so creative about the work. He's so invested, and that's what excites me the most. Like, right. You know, it's dope to work with. Like, you meet your hero and you work with them, but they're not who you expected them to be. Then you kind of like, dang, you know, so I can't put that much hope and trust in man, but man, Din and I, we'd be going back and forth. Like, yo, you read this part? Yeah, I read that part and I felt this way. He's like,